This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm the one who wants to be on the air. Is that so? Well, that's good because it's about time we all get on the air. I know that Victoria wants to get on the air, and I know Jennifer wants to get on the air, and I know Kara, she sometimes wants to be on the air, and sometimes she's happy pushing those buttons, the red ones, the green ones, the yellow ones. Here we are to go through what's going on in the world, here, there, and everywhere. We've made it through the Ides of March into the 16th of March, Friday. So let's get to some of the trending things that Victoria has been up all night long watching. She's gone across the world, across the globe, across the universe to figure out what the most important trending story is, or stories. So what do we have?
Yeah, the two big stories this morning. Despite reports, Sarah Sanders says that she spoke directly with President Trump and that he and General H.R. McMaster have a good working relationship. There are no changes at the NSC. And so the report was that he was fired last
week. So how do those reports start? How would something like that get started and get traction? If somebody started a rumor, it was one thing. But where would something like that come from that seemed to be credible?
I do not know. That's a Jen question, maybe? I don't know. Leaks from within. There's still rumors floating. The story has not died. It is still saying that Trump is considering getting rid of him still.
Yeah, the H.R. McMaster story has been going on for, gosh, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, maybe even longer than that, that he would be leaving or that the president would be asking him to leave. I wouldn't surprise me if he goes, but I think that the rumors get started because there's this narrative of White House chaos or upheaval in the White House, and President Trump's making personnel changes, and Rex Tillerson left this week, and Gary Cohn left last week, and so I think that's where that obviously feeds itself. If someone goes, well, H.R. McMaster's next, and so then those stories start going. But who knows? This may be true. I wouldn't be surprised if it is true. I just think it's odd that Sarah Sanders would say that it's not so vehemently yesterday. So we'll see.
I think thou dost protest too much.
And, you know, the interesting thing, she tweeted that only 8 hours ago. So yeah, D.C. time, that's what, like almost midnight last night, 11 p.m.? So
they work long hours and long days, and they're constantly up answering the phone and doing those questions. I think that people who voted for Trump and who said, well, I'm voting for him because he's a businessman and he's doing something different. I think that's what we're seeing here. How many times, and I know, Doug, you've lamented this, where people sit in government, they collect dust, they don't do their job, they're just collecting their check and you know, going back and forth every day, basically. And what I think you're seeing right now in the White House is Trump trying to find the best people to do the job now. And I think that's very similar to how people run businesses. You know, there's people that come in and they leave. They're brought in to do projects. They do those projects. They leave for someone else to do something, whatever the next goal is that they focus on. When you have a short period of time to prove that you can be successful, I think you're bringing people in and out to do the best that you can to try to get the result that you're looking for.
Well, in this circumstance, I said the very first month he was there, looking around at the quality, the type of person that was getting the job, the influence was Pence from top to bottom. I'll give you my opinion. I can't tell you that I have insight into Trump's mind and anybody's mind. You can say, Jennifer meant this when she... No, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what Jennifer meant. Jennifer can tell us what she meant. If we ask her, what do you mean by that, Jennifer? Or Victoria, what do you mean by that? But to have speculation run amok with all these fools that go on these television programs and, this is what Trump meant when he said that. You don't know what he meant. If you want to know what he meant, ask him what he meant. And if he's somebody that stands up for, my words speak for themselves. I think that's always a great response to something like that. Trump is the type of person that if you don't produce fast, look at his business, look at the people he's hired, look at the people he's fired, and he's running the White House now, didn't at first, but now, the way he runs his business. Hey, you do your job, fine, stay forever. You don't do your job, psh, gonzo, next. And doing the job is not necessarily measured by any particular reasoning other than Trump likes it or Trump doesn't like it. He likes you, he doesn't like you. Do the job, get it. And that's something. There are those who say, well, you can't run the public sector like that. Then there are a lot of people who say, well, Trump got elected because he's a businessman, which Jennifer just said. He's a business guy, so he knows how to make the dollar speak or whatever it is that's attributed to being a businessman. Michael Bloomberg is a very successful businessman as well, and he did quite well by New York, thank you. Trump's cut out of a different cloth, but he still has that business acumen to the point of it being successful. And so, anyway, I think that we spend a lot of time on these things, and I don't know that it's worth spending a lot of time on. It's a personality thing and a personnel thing.
If he leaves, he's going to leave, and we're going to figure out who he's going to be replaced with.
Right. World will continue to turn 24 hours a day, most of the week, and maybe even every day during the week. So, Victoria, what else have you got that's trending?
Well, in sad news, that bridge that collapsed in Florida at the Florida International University, the death toll has now reached 6. They're still trying to dig cars out from under this pedestrian bridge that collapsed as traffic was passing underneath it. It was still under construction. It was supposed to be pretty much indestructible. It was supposed to withstand a hurricane, a Category 5 hurricane, and somehow, in the middle of the day, the entire thing just collapsed yesterday. The video, the footage of it is just horrific. And, of course, students were already walking across it, even though it was still technically under construction. So the rescue relief efforts continue. At this point, I don't really know if it's a rescue mission anymore, unfortunately. So a lot of people had been transferred to hospitals, and 6 have already passed away.
And one of the things, the first thing when you look at that headline or you hear the story without all the details that you just gave us, Victoria, the first thing that I heard yesterday on a program was, look, say, there's Trump. It's proof. The bridges all need to be rebuilt.
Well, this one was being, exactly.
So that's what I'm saying, Jennifer. It's taking one bit of, we do this a lot. We take things out of context. So when I heard that, I thought, oh, wow. And then the rest of the story became obvious. So it wasn't that at all.
What I think they're going to have some explaining to do is that they were doing a stress test. And this is so surprising. They were allowing traffic to flow underneath the bridge. They were doing stress testing, allegedly, at the time that this bridge collapsed. I heard multiple outlets reporting that. And apparently it didn't work. Apparently it didn't hold. This was
under the stress test.
Yeah, this was self-cleaning concrete that the material was made out of. They were really touting the fact that it was this new science achievement. They were able to build this whole bridge out of it, and they had, I think they even had their grand opening ceremony last week, so they were thinking they were in business, yet they were still doing these tests with people on the bridge and underneath the bridge.
Yeah, what makes me so sad is that they started building the bridge because there was a pedestrian accident where a student was killed, I think, last year in the last few years, and so they were building this pedestrian bridge to try and stop pedestrian fatalities. And
it's a busy road. It's like a three-lane road each
like
way.
It's very heavily trafficked.
Marco Rubio tweeted last night that the cables that suspended the bridge had loosened, and the engineering firm ordered that they be tightened. They were being tightened when it collapsed. So that's a disaster right there.
Let's just throw a couple of other things against the wall, just to have it conversationally. There are people who will say, oh, look, that steel, where'd that come from? Did that come from China? Did that come from Korea? Was that American steel? It was used to hold up the bridge. That's one. And the second thing is the old concrete guys, the type who used to bury their enemies in the bridge, these guys are always fiddling because the government is in charge of the mix. And whether you realize it, concrete is not concrete is not concrete. The same as asphalt is not asphalt is not asphalt. The same as wood is not wood is not wood. There are all kinds of different. There's oak, there's maple, there's pine. There are all kinds of different woods. And the strength is different depending on what kind of a tree it came from. The same is true with concrete. Concrete now, there are mixes that have all kinds of things. They're taking plastic and trying to strengthen the concrete with different formulas. So you get different formulas depending on what you want to do with it and how much you want to pay for it. But there are additives that are going into the concrete now. Same with asphalt. The amount of rubber, old ground up tires and things that are in the asphalt, depending on where you are in the world, they use that a lot in Europe. We don't quite use as much here, but more and more, that sort of thing is being put into the asphalt mix to make the road softer, more durable. The old style asphalt was so rigid that it would crack and break. And if you didn't put enough of it on the road, especially in the eastern part of the country, the Midwest, where they use a lot of salt, it would eat away quickly at what was in the context. It was mostly made out of petroleum, or it is a petroleum base. So the salt eats away at it, and that's one of the reasons you got potholes everywhere. So you can do different things. I'm not suggesting, I don't know from anything about this. I'm just telling you that either somebody that knows a lot more or who will speculate on this will really dig into it. Hopefully it won't just be a superficial, these guys did a lousy job, and so we'll sue the company that built the bridge, and nobody will come up with the answers as to why it actually collapsed. Because I'm sure there's something that needs to come out about why it collapsed. And whether it's one of those three things that I just enumerated or whether it's something else, shoddy workmanship, the idea, however, down there, especially, as Victoria said, is you got to make it strong enough to withstand a lot of action from Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And,
well, like Jen said, they really have been touting all of the engineering miracles in this bridge. So it's just wow.
Well, engineers and their adaptation, the people who are the construction guys that have to adapt what the engineers and what the architects put together, that's a whole nother story. And so anyway, it's, the bottom line is that a lot of people lost their lives, and it would seem that it was not necessary under the circumstances. Okay, so let's talk about something else that's not necessary. Having a dirty bed, dirty sheets, dirty blankets, your pillow. The dirtiest thing on your bed is, ladies, what is the dirtiest thing on your bed?
I think you just gave it away. It's the pillow.
It's the pillow!
Hey, yes. I like my answer better.
What was your answer?
The guy who's in it.
Oh, nice.
I was going to say, this is a loaded question.
Hello, Jeff. Did you hear what Jennifer just said about you? More than your sheets, more than your comforter, more than your dog, no matter how you look at the bed, the minefield of bacteria is in the pillow. The average pillow contains 16 different types of fungal spores. Wow, including fumigatus, whatever the hell that is. It's a common fungi that causes respiratory infections in folks who have immunodeficiencies. Well, I'm really digging into this, aren't I? Do I need to get to the bottom line? Yeah, probably. Your pillow is something that you can keep fungus-free if you got one that you can wash. And guess what kind of pillow you can wash? There's one kind and one kind only. Ladies, what kind of pillow? My pillow is the kind of pillow that you can wash, and you can dry, and you can have a good night's rest. This is guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. So I convinced you it's time to toss out those old crappy pillows. And for springtime, save up to 50% on the things that you buy at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's DJV, and start with a four-pack of pillows at 50% off, and then dig around on the website and see all the other fabulous things that they have there to make sure you get a wonderful night's rest. Great sleep, great, great, great pillows. MyPillows, made in America. Wash them, dry them, use them, enjoy them. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, it's 20 Stream Change after the hour here on the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, the television shows. I was doing a review. I watched a little last night when I got home from my meeting of the last season. This is three more shows, and that's it with Scandal. And it looks like everything's kind of turned around. Olivia doesn't have a job anymore. I was trying to figure out what was going on. What? No spoiler alert? Well... Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's my reading on Scandal. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Jennifer, what's tonight?
Tonight, well, you know, I think the ladies and I love a good Lifetime movie, and there is a new one that's premiering tonight with the star of The Young and the Restless, Laura Lee Bell. She's been on that show for a long time on that soap opera. Mistress Hunter premieres tonight on Lifetime Movies at 8. There's a new episode of Taken on NBC.
What do you suppose that's about?
What's that?
Mistress. Is that about going to find a mistress?
Well, she's playing a married mom who thinks she has a perfect relationship. Dun, dun. Until she discovers her husband is having an affair. Right. She wants to give him a little stress, a little payback, and so she hires a mistress hunter, which is a type of private investigator who specializes in toying with philandering men and their side pieces.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Mistress Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. There you go. New episode of Taken tonight on NBC. Let's see, what else? Oh, you know, a new episode of, and this show I've forgotten about, and it's too bad because I really, really love it. Once Upon a Time is a great show, and they moved it to Friday night on ABC, and I've got to catch up on that. That's new, ABC at 8 o'clock, followed by Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and 2020, of course, on at 10 o'clock. New episodes of Dynasty and Jane the Virgin are on the CW. That starts at 8 o'clock.
Dynasty's back again. When, how did I miss that?
It's a reboot of the series, actually.
Yeah, right. So, with young actors and actresses that nobody care about.
Well, Grant Show, I believe, is from... Do you remember? You don't remember him. Maybe the girls do. He was on Melrose Place, and he's one of the leads on Dynasty. And then, finally, Blind Spot. New tonight on NBC. That starts off that
show.
Block at 8 o'clock. I like that one a lot, too. I have to catch up there as well, but it's a good
I tried show. To watch Taken last week, Jennifer, and couldn't get into this little, very trite, trivial... And
Dad loves it.
Really? Okay, well...
Yeah, he's on it.
Yeah, out there.
My dad, I don't know. My dad's like the busiest man ever, yet he finds the ability to watch like 24 TV shows.
Really?
I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, well, maybe he's looking at his watch. Okay,
multitasker.
He is 26 past the hour now. Music for St. Patrick's Day. Do you want to know what the most popular St. Patrick's Day songs are here in our country? How many people want to know that?
Sure.
Oh, listen to the enthusiasm.
I didn't know that was a thing, but okay.
It is a thing. All right. At number 10, we'll count them down to number 1. Number 10 is an Irish song, belongs to the Cranberries, called Dreams. What makes this a St. Patrick's Day song?
The Cranberries are one of the biggest Irish bands ever.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily songs about the holiday. This YouTube
Irish
analytics
groups.
Is the ones that, these are the songs that get most played on St. Patrick's Day.
Right, okay, so the Cranberries and Dreams, number 10. Number 9 belongs to Enya. It's called Book of Days. Enya, I don't even know yet.
I have never listened to this song on St. Patty's Day before.
But remember, like, Enya was so big for a while, and
no, you're
like
taking a bash.
Irish, yeah, she's like this Irish recluse. No one even sees her. She doesn't do interviews, but yet she was, like, one of the biggest artists in the world for a minute.
This list is compiled from a set of analytics that YouTube put together, and these are songs that are getting massive spikes in views on YouTube. So, number 8, The Corrs and Breathless.
I love this one.
Another Irish group. These are all Irish groups. I want to know where Danny Boy is on this list. House of... number 7 is Bewitched and C'est la Vie.
What a great song.
I think I was singing this at Macy's a couple of months ago.
Yeah. Christmas time, you mean? Couldn't find what you were looking for?
No, maybe a little before.
C'est la Vie. When you were buying a present for somebody?
Yes.
Yeah. House of Pain... Number 6, called Jump Around. It's a group puzzle thing.
These guys are from Boston, I think, right?
So how they get... Why are people watching a video for this song?
Well, I think this is a fun one, too, to listen to when you're at the bar for St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah.
It really gets the crowd
get
going.
Rowdy.
All right, U2 is at number 5, Sunday Bloody Sunday. Big Irish band. I think if I was listening to an Irish band like this, I'd want to listen to a song other than Sunday Bloody Sunday. What's this story about?
The Irish uprising.
Okay, well, maybe it's good for Iries, not necessarily. Well, that's who we should be celebrating. So, yeah, it makes sense if you're paying attention to it because of your Irish roots. Number 4, Dropkick Murphys. I'm shipping up to Boston. Irish.
This is a big one.
To get a hold of this guy from Ireland, Victoria, and go over and see if we can find places that are playing these things. Probably going to you, but you and to Ireland would be, you know, you'd want to go to all the bars and stuff.
Doug wouldn't drink any beer.
Number 3 on the list, the Rum Jacks. Going from beer to rum. Irish pub song, you can see why this would be. The number 2 song on the list of popular St. Patrick's Day songs, the Dubliners, and Whiskey in a Jar.
This one you actually do hear in Ireland sometimes.
Yes, right. This sounds like a real Irish tune. And number 1, Flogging Molly, Drunken Lullabies. Good God. Poor Irish. Their reputation gets tarnished by people thinking they were big drinkers. All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour. Should we wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day, even though we're a day ahead at St. Patrick's weekend?
Absolutely.
And I wonder how many people are going to go to an Irish pub. Sort of an iconic Irish holiday, to be sure. So we would turn, well, Victoria's got a lot of Irie in her, and Jennifer's got a lot of Irish.
I've never heard anyone say Irie. What is
Haven't
that?
Haven't you?
Oh, no, never.
We refer to Irish as Iries, for whatever the reason.
Never heard that in my life.
You don't know that famous song, Ebony and Irie?
That's the one I sang with Jerry Springer. Remember that at the beer joint in Cincinnati. So I'm thinking New York would probably be turning green Archangel.
Oh, yeah.
Overnight. And,
well, they had the big parade, and then the fact that it's on a Saturday this year, that makes everybody extra nuts.
Trouble. I know. So, they're going to dye the river, too, again in Chicago, right? Don't they dye it?
They usually do the, the river gets dyed. What about Washington? What are they doing for St. Patrick's Day in Washington? The politicians get drunk every night anyway, so...
I don't actually know if there's a parade or not, but I'm sure there will be lots and lots and lots and lots of drunk people around.
Everybody is Irish. All of a sudden, everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Have you bought... Some people actually go to the trouble of buying costumes for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, those people who buy the costumes are probably the least Irish around. I'm just practicing my green drinks and stuff with Bailey so I can make a little extra money.
So are you working
with,
now?
Yeah, I'm
for
working.
Those who didn't hear, Kara has become a bartender, part-time bartender. So are you working somewhere tonight and tomorrow night to pour a lot of green?
Not tonight. I'm not, but I am tomorrow night.
What's the schooling on green drinks? What are you, like a Maduri sour? That's green.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I would make it with sour, but yeah, anything.
See,
with...
Isn't it interesting that that's the only drink that I know, and all the girls go, yeah,
well,
because
I don't,
it's
I don't
sweet.
Think, yeah, they don't especially like sweet drinks. I like sweet drinks, so I might drink one, but that or anything with, you know, apple pucker or something with Bailey's, I don't know.
What's
anything.
Apple pucker? What's
it's
that?
Just apple. You can make
sour
an apple.
Apple.
Yeah, sour apple.
Apple schnapps.
Apple martini.
Like a gummy candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Again, probably something Doug would like. I know.
Because it's
Jen could slip it to him at a party. Yeah.
All right, that's it. So, actually, how many people know that St. Patrick's Day commemorates the day St. Patrick died? This is not joyous. And one wonders that about, you know, what are we celebrating here? Why isn't there some... And who knows who St. Patrick was? All right, here we go. This is the test of whether Americans really know what the heck they're celebrating.
He drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Yes, he did. Do you know what year it was?
I think, 1984?
This goes back to the era of paganism, and St. Patrick died on this date in 461. That's how long this thing has been going on. How
did
about
you
the origin?
Next door to him, or how did you...
Oh, my God. That's really disrespectful. Yes, take a shot while you have the opportunity to take a shot at poor Uncle Dougie. The Irish things like leprechauns, where did that come from? Anybody know where the leprechaun...
Well, every culture has their folklore. I mean, that's, you know, that's just part of the Irish folklore.
Yeah. Well, are they, because they supposedly lived in Ireland, right? Little leprechauns were little beings, these green beings that lived in Ireland.
They were probably just little aliens, and you would love them.
That's
so.
Right. They came here on a spaceship from the planet Og, or Lepro. Maybe they came from the planet. There's a planet called Lepro. You knew that?
Of course. That's a really unfortunate name.
Mm-hmm.
May those who love us, and those that don't love us, may God turn their hearts. And if he doesn't turn their hearts, may he turn their ankles, so we'll know them by their limping. It's an Irish toast. Did you, anybody ever use that? I've never heard that before.
It's at all the weddings.
Okay. So the shamrock, to go back to St. Patrick and the sort of religious, because this was a religious holiday originally, the Trinity that is part of the shamrock. You see a shamrock, sometimes it's four, sometimes it's three. And three is more common than four. The only time I ever saw a four-sided, four-sided shamrock was on the 4-H symbol. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever found or seen a real four-leaf clover? I've never seen.
Actually, once or twice, yes,
did you?
I did. We used to have a lot of, like, after rains in my yard, I used to scour looking for a four-leaf clover.
Really?
And I think probably the one that I found as a kid was probably some sort of fluke where things just grew together, but I was excited about it.
So
I think I tried to keep it until it shriveled up and died. Yeah.
Yeah. The cows always loved clover. That was my first introduction to clover, is actually seeing how the cows loved it. Anyway, back to the three, the shamrock, which is a three-leafed clover, explaining the Trinity, which is the Christian way of understanding the three prongs, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. That's what that was all about. Let's see here. I just Google leprechaun. Leprechaun no more than 24 inches tall, dresses in bright colors, usually skilled as a shoemaker, and its surprise might lead you to a pot of gold.
I dated him once.
Did you?
In a pot of gold, yeah.
It was a pot of.
24 inches tall, though, and he,
really?
He was a shoemaker.
Uh-huh. The presidents who have claimed Irish ancestry, of course, the Kennedys, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, and Ronald Reagan.
And Barack Obama.
Tipperary. Barack Obama was Irish?
Oh, yeah. He's got a, we were on the, when we were driving back from Galway to Dublin, his, when he was in Ireland, it was a, to them, it was a big trip over there, and they made a big deal about it, and they, his mother's ancestry, they have a marker now where his family ancestry was, and he met a cousin of his, and they went into a pub and had some pints, and it was a big deal over there.
Really, in fact, Obama was born in Ireland. No wonder people made it.
No wonder they can't find him in Kenya
right.
or whatever.
Yeah, right.
I remember when I went to Blarney Castle in Tipperary, as you mentioned, they have a big tribute to Ronald Reagan there.
Yeah. Gerald Ford came from County Longford, or his family did. Kennedys came from County Wexford, and Nixon supposedly came from County Kildare.
I come from County Cork. That's where
really,
I
really
from.
County Cork.
Truly,
I had my second father was a fellow named David Mayo, M-A-Y-O, came from County Mayo. His family did. The official emblem of Ireland is a silver and gold Irish harp on a blue background. The oldest Irish harp in existence is the Brian Boru harp. It goes back to the 14th century. I don't care about that. I don't know about a shillelagh though. Who has ever heard or really seen a real shillelagh? Anybody?
Yeah, when you see people playing in pubs and stuff.
Yeah, they really have a shillelagh.
Yeah, they've got all those weird old instruments that look like something from medieval times.
So, what? The Irish flag is green, white, and orange. The Italian flag is just green and red, right? There's no, I don't know why I'm thinking, I was just thinking about colors and flags and stuff. But the green, white, and red... supposedly was first used at Irish independence in 1848. That was when it claimed it was no longer going to be part of England, right? I thought it was earlier than that, 1848. All right, so anyway, have we got anything else that is... probably you could spend all day talking about this stuff and bore the audience to tears. The saint... the story, there's one Irishman named St. Brendan the Navigator... said to have discovered America and returned to Ireland to tell the story about it. He this is sort of a legend, and he went from County Kerry to Boston, and that's I don't think there's any factual.
He'd probably be the only Irishman then who actually got back on the boat and left, because everybody just landed in Boston and hit the pub, and that was the end of it.
Right. Yeah, it seems to have been.
They didn't even travel further west. They were like, nope, this is good. We're fine.
Can you speak Gaelic any at all, Victoria?
My dad can. I can't. I never learned it. My dad had to take it in school, and my little cousins, they all take Irish, so they all speak that.
They all take Irish? How does that? What do you mean they all take Irish?
They all have to take it in school. It's the national language. They don't call it Gaelic. They call it Irish.
And
so they all my little cousins, for the first, 5 years they're in school, they don't speak any English in school.
Really? Huh.
Yep.
A lot of the superstitions around Ireland or St. Patrick's Day, but if the palm of your hand itches, you're going to be getting money.
I think it depends which palm, though.
Does?
One of them, it's one of the, and I never remember which one it is, if it's the left or the right. If one of your palms is itching, that's a good thing, you're going to have money's coming your way. The other palm, if that's itching, you're going to be losing money. So I just never remember which one it is.
There's also something that itches if you're going to get a visitor. Remember that? Isn't that one
really?
Of them?
Your nose itches, right?
Your nose. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Wearing green is lucky. And why green is money. That's why I always send you checks in green. Got it? Green ink?
Very nice.
Yeah. Right. When yawning, make the sign of the cross instantly over your mouth, or the evil spirits will make a rush down into your throat and stay with you on St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-oh.
You know that?
No. I'm yawning right now.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Do you know, actually, we talked about how, what was it, yesterday was our big anniversary, Dougie, when I first started
Jennifer's been here for 18
years. 100,000 years. Do you know, one of the reasons I think Doug kept me is because I told him something, ladies, that he did not know about St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. And that is, he'd never heard that if you're not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day, you get pinched.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this day,
I've never heard that either. Okay.
What?
I've never heard that.
You have got to be kidding
because
me.
Because Victoria's a purist and she doesn't go out on St. Paddy's Day, so any of us, like, fake Irish who have been out on St. Paddy's, we know.
I avoid
you
all
know,
that.
Right, Kara?
Yeah,
come on.
I've definitely heard that. I've definitely been pinched.
All right, Kara, what happened?
That's not even going out. That's like when you're a grade schooler.
Yeah, exactly.
You get pinched.
Kara?
Yeah, what?
What happens when a leprechaun falls into a river?
He dies, probably.
No, then he gets wet.
Oh, boy.
What do you call a diseased Irish criminal?
Oh, no. Here we go.
What was that? A disease?
What do you call a diseased Irish criminal?
A leprechaun.
Yeah, that's very good, Jennifer. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Irish.
Irish who?
Irish who? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
That one's a little cute.
St. Patrick's Day.
Come on, Kara.
Falling tomorrow, Saturday, which means more people than ever will be celebrating. Here's some celebrating news, or some news to celebrate with Andy Solomon.
Each St. Patrick's Day, streets across the country are turned green with parades, partygoers, and maybe even a few people chasing gold at the end of the rainbow. But have you ever wondered where everyone is going? Sheila Bryson of Lyft has more.
It turns out neighborhood Irish pubs aren't the only place people are eating and drinking on St. Patrick's Day. We've taken a look at last year's rides, and the most popular hotspots might come as a big surprise.
As it turns out, national chain restaurants, The Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar, and TGI Fridays trended as the top spots according to Lyft riders.
If you're like last year's Lyft passengers and you want to hit more than one bar or restaurant, be sure to visit our guide to plan your St. Patrick's Day. Some passengers last year took more than 15 rides on St. Patrick's Day. That's a lot of green beer. And if you really want to go green, think about sharing the ride and using Lyft Lime like tens of thousands of passengers did last year.
Want to know what the hottest St. Patrick's Day party spots are in your city? Check out blog.lyft.com.
The Geek Out. We've all had this conversation about how people are spending too much time staring at their handheld, ignoring the company in their presence, or even the event right in front of their face. A company called Lite has now revealed its sophomore design in the Lite Phone 2, which is attempting to give users just the very basic needs of a phone, but in a very modern and sleek design. It's a 4G device, but it's literally the size of a note card and only slightly thicker. It uses e-ink as its display and only has a pair of buttons for navigation. The company has now allowed for a bit more utility and adding some basic tools, but keeping with the theme of minimalism. There's no Pokemon Go or Snapchat here. The Lite Phone 2 is now pre-selling for $225 on Indiegogo.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so did you know that green beer is actually an American invention?
Mm-hmm.
And St. Patrick's Day parades didn't originate in Ireland. They originated here.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that, too?
Yes.
Oh, well,
this is all the crazy Irish-American stuff. Like, in Ireland,
it's like reverent, isn't it?
My family goes to church, and that's
it. A picture of a green dog. Yeah. Good God, somebody dyed their dog green.
Well, now, actually, Dublin, that's not true. When I was a kid, it was just everybody went to church, and that was it. Now there is a big parade in Dublin, and Mark Hamill, I think, is going to be there this year, and one of the people from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
So it's become a big thing because so many American tourists went to Dublin expecting a big parade, and there was nothing, so then they kind of had to create that for the tourists.
All right, time for Word Scramble. Here are, let's see, here's eight letters. O-A-H-K-M-R-R-S. What does that spell? Oh, thank you. No, Jennifer.
I'm glad you said I didn't even write it down. I was like, what?
I didn't write it down.
What's happening?
you guys. What a bunch of killjoys. 10 before the hour.
Jack for the fun. She go Arthur on the table with Tony riding a shotgun.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Past the hour now, time for us to review the hot hits in the world of technology as Victoria Keelan takes us from number 5 to number 1 in terms of the big stories this week that affect all of us. Starting at number 5 is an update on PlayStation 4 and why this is important for parents. Okay.
Yeah, right. PlayStation 4 has given, this newest update has given parents a lot more control over what their kids are doing with their video games and how much time they spend on playing these video games. Sony has rolled out the PS4 software update, and the gaming console now allows parents to set certain hours when playing is allowed. So you can set a time limit from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends and automatically log out the user when the time is up. So if your kids are playing and then they know they've got 2 hours, when the time is up, the whole game shuts down. And so there's no negotiating five more minutes. There's none of that anymore. So parents are really, a lot of the parenting blogs are really praising Sony for giving this kind of control to them. And currently 70.6 million units are in existence of PlayStation 4. It's the number one gaming console on the planet. So yeah, so parents are loving this update.
Number 4 on our way to number 1 in the world of technology this week takes us to certain electronic devices that are going to be involved in a lawsuit, it would seem.
Yeah, the ACLU, as of Northern California, has filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the TSA over its practices of searching the electronic devices of passengers traveling on domestic flights. Now, this is not an international situation with border control and all this other stuff. These are regular domestic flights. And a lot of people have complained that TSA agents have taken their laptops, their iPads, their smartphones, and they are swiping through people's personal things. And so the ACLU is saying that the TSA does not have jurisdiction to do that without a warrant. Yeah. And yet the TSA has announced last fall, they announced that they were upping and changing some of their practices, but then they never actually outlined what those were, and they have never said what they're looking for when they're sifting through your phone. And so this is going to turn into a much, much bigger issue. This is just I think this is just stage one. At this
more
point.
Money wasted by the government trying to protect something that's not protectable. In a sense, that is the way the TSA operates. All right, so number two is a focus on Samsung.
Number three.
I'm sorry. Yes, I forgot about Amazon. How can I do that, Victoria?
I know. Amazon has launched a low-cost version of Prime for Medicaid recipients, and the membership will only be $5.99 per month instead of the normal $13 a month. It includes all the Prime perks. You get two-day shipping and access to music and movies and things like that. And in order to qualify for the discount, customers need a valid electronic benefits transfer or Medicaid card, and this will also help save on the cost of prescriptions and things like that. As we know, Amazon is really trying to move into these other sectors. And currently, 70 million Americans are enrolled in Medicaid. And so all of these programs like SNAP and Supplemental Nutrition Access Program and for the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, Amazon is taking all them and saying you qualify for a discounted membership, which is great.
It's called pre-prime. No, that's just me.
Okay.
That up. Number two is Samsung. Now we get to this, the new line of smart TVs.
And these are very, very smart TVs and smart looking, smart acting. This is Samsung's brand new 2018 lineup of QLED TVs. The standout feature is what Samsung is calling ambient mode. What it does, which is really cool, as your TV is mounted on the wall, you take a picture with the Samsung app of your TV on the wall, and then the TV gets programmed to blend in with the wall. So if you have wallpaper or certain colors on the wall, then your TV can blend right into the wall. And you can also set it, if you don't want it to blend in, you can also set it to be a digital picture frame. It can just constantly have a loop of all of your pictures. You can set all kinds of different backgrounds for it. And they call it the Smart Things app. That's the app that coincides with the brand new line of TVs, which is very, very cool.
Very cool. Number one, speaking of cool, Boston will be the new headquarters of Amazon.
That is according to the Wells Fargo Securities artificial intelligence system. It's a robot, and normally it picks stocks, but however, I guess they programmed it to see what it thought about where HQ2, that's Amazon's second big headquarters, where it will be, and it thinks that Boston is going to be the winner. It'll be a $5 billion facility wherever it lands, 50,000 jobs created, and currently Boston is on the short list, and Amazon is expected to announce the winner by the end of the year.
Hooray! Here for taxpayers in the Boston area. Or not. All right, that's a good job. Thank you very much. Now we know what the big stories, technology stories were for the week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan here at 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.